理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 16 A Bigger Family. While Wendy, John, and Michael were upstairs with their parents, the lost boys were waiting calmly outside. They wanted to give Wendy time to tell her parents about them. Soon, Mrs. Darling opened the front door and they all entered the hall. They stood in a line, smiling, in front of Mr. and Mrs. Darling, took off their hats, and tried to act like gentlemen. They looked quite silly, wearing their pirate clothes. Mrs. Darling was happy to have them join her family, but Mr. Darling worried that the family didn't have enough money to raise 9 children. Mrs. Darling was embarrassed at her husband's worries, and he finally agreed that they could all become one big happy family. Peter landed next to Wendy and said a final goodbye. Mrs. Darling stood close beside her daughter, worried that Wendy might disappear again. She told Peter that she would be happy to be his mother also.
"Would you teach me to read and send me to school?"
he asked. "Yes."
"And then to work in an office?"
"Yes, one day."
"Would I grow up into a man?"
"Yes, very soon." Peter looked scared.
"No. I don't want those things,"
he said.
"No one is going to make me become an adult. But where will you live?"
Mr. Darling asked.
"I'll go back to Neverland and live with Tinkerbell in the house that we all built for Wendy,"
he said.
"The fairies can put the house up into the tall trees where they live."
"How wonderful!" Wendy exclaimed. Her voice was so full of desire that her mother came over and grasped her hand to make sure she didn't fly off again with Peter at that very moment. "I didn't think there were still any fairies. I thought they were all dead," Mrs. Darling said. "There are always new fairies," Wendy calmly told her mother. "When a baby laughs for the first time, a new fairy is born. The white ones are girls and the purple ones are boys."
"Will you join me in my little house in the trees, Wendy?"
Peter asked Wendy hopefully. "May I go, please, Mommy?" "No, certainly not," said Mrs. Darling. "I have waited a long time for you to return home. I hope to keep you here."
"But Peter needs a mother to take care of him," she cried.
"So do you, my wonderful daughter," replied Mrs. Darling. Finally, Peter flew away. But before he left, he made Wendy promise to come and see him once a year. Mrs. Darling agreed. Like she promised, she went to see Peter every year until she was quite old. Then, Wendy married and had a baby of her own and truly became a mother. She called her daughter Jane, and Jane flew to the Neverland with Peter every year. When Jane grew up, she had a baby also, named Margaret. Soon, Margaret will go see the Neverland, and someday in the future, Margaret will have a daughter, and she will fly to the Neverland also. And children will do this forever, for as long as they believe in their dreams.